Our next presenter is Dr. Saha, and his presentation would be on lignin content and digestibility of Tifton 85 and coastal Bermuda grass hay produced in Georgia, the effects of drought.
Good afternoon, everyone. So I'm going to talk about the effect of drought on the lignin content and digestibility of Tifton 85 and coastal Bermuda grass hays produced in Georgia. First of all, I would like to say this study is dedicated to the world-renowned plant breeder, Dr. Glenn Burton, who worked for USDARS in the Coastal Plant Experiment Station in Tifton, Georgia. Dr. Burton, during his 60 years of involvement in forest breeding, he was able to release as many as 41 grass varieties, including coastal and Tifton, which are the subject matter of this study today. Yes. Okay, I got it, yeah. So, this is a brief outline of my talk today. I will start with presenting some fact about the Tifton 85 and coastal Bermuda grass, followed by statement of the rationale and objective of my study. Then I will be briefly discussing the methods and presenting the results. And I will wrap up my presentation by passing some concluding remarks. As you all know, coastal Bermuda grass was released by Dr. Burton in 1943. This is the most widely grown Bermuda grass because of its wide adaptability with stable yield and quality under diverse soil and climatic conditions. And this grass is used as a standard for comparison in many breeding trials in southeastern United States. Notably, as much as 15 million acres of coastal Bermuda grass are gone in southern United States. So another Bermuda grass, Tifton 85, was also developed and released by Dr. Burton in 1993. It was developed by crossing the Sturgis Tifton 68 with a Bermuda grass introduction from South Africa. In many research trials, Tifton 85 has documented its highest dry matter yield with greater quality under diverse management and environmental condition, and placing itself as an ideal forest for the beef and dairy cattle farmers in the southern United States. This grass is also called as the crown jewel of Dr. Burton's 60 years forest breeding endeavor. And since its release in 1993, Tifton 85 has been in the path of increasing acceptance and popularity not only in the southern United States, but also in the Central and Southern America and Southern Africa. Notably, more than 2.5 million acres of this grass has been established recently in Brazil. Even though the NDF content of Tifton 85 has been reported to be relatively higher than coastal, but in many research trials, Tifton 85 has consistently produced higher dry matter yield with better fiber digestibility, along with superior animal performance. This superior digestibility of Tifton 85 relative to coastal has been attributed to its lower lignin content, as well as to its lower content of ethyl-linked ferulic acid in the lignin. It is believed that decreased content of ether bonding in the lignin results in increased ruminal microbial digestion. So, however, we did not know about one thing, that the results reported from the experimental condition about the higher digestibility of Tifton 85 would be still true for the samples from the grower's plot. Moreover, the global climate change is expected to decrease the annual precipitation, increase the number of days of precipitation without precipitation in a year, and this will result in increased frequency and severity of drought. And this will in turn may increase the lignin content of grasses in general. However, at this point, we did not have a clear idea about whether Tipton 85 would still be able to maintain its superior digestibility during the condition of severe to exceptional drought. A recent past weather condition in Georgia had granted an unique opportunity to study this. According to U.S. Drought Monitor Report 2009, during the growing season of 2007, most part of Georgia suffered from extreme to exceptional drought. And in the 2008 growing season, most of Georgia suffered from at least severe drought. And these 2 years are preceded by 1 year and succeeded by another year which are relatively drought-free. During all these 4 years from 2006 to 2009, a substantial number of Tipton 85 and coastal Bermuda grass haze samples are submitted by the growers to the University of Georgia's Feed and Environmental Water Lab for the analysis of feed forest quality, including 48-hour in vitro NDF digestibility. Therefore, a large, robust database existed in our place that could provide insight into the digestibility of Tipton 85 and coastal during the years affected by severe drought and in the years which are relatively drought-free. Therefore, the objective of my study was to evaluate the effect of drought on the lignin content and the digestibility of NDF of Tipton 85 and coastal Bermuda grass haze based on the samples analyzed by the UGS feed lab. So we studied the results of forest testing stored in the database of UGS feed lab during 2006 to 2009, and using appropriate statistical tool, we evaluated the difference between Tipton 85 and coastal as affected by drought with respect to lignin content and NDF digestibility. This figure is from USD Drought Monitor Report 2009. The x-axis here is the different dates, and y-axis indicates the percentage of Georgia affected in terms of area affected by different classes of drought. As you can see here, during 2007, most part of Georgia suffered from extreme to exceptional drought. Also in 2008, most part of Georgia suffered from at least severe classes of drought. In contrast, in 2006 and 2009, drought stress was relatively less pronounced or even absent. So this figure shows the lignin content of coastal. The upper figure is for coastal and the lower figure is for Tipton 85. The x-axis y is the different class intervals for lignin content, and y-axis is the frequency in terms of percentage. As you can see here, the lignin content of coastal was more or less stable in all the 4 years we considered for the studies, regardless of drought situation in 2007 and 2008. This supports the wide acceptability and adaptability of this grass with stable yield and quality, which probably established this grass as a standard Czech cultivar in most breeding trials in the southern United States. In contrast, if we look at the Tipton 85, it can be seen that Tipton 85 seems to have a trait of lower lignin content, but it could hold this trait only in the year 2007 and 2008. 2006 and 2009, when there was no drought stress. In contrast, in the drought-affected years of 2007 and 2008, lignin content of Tipton 85 increased and became more or less comparable to coastal. This table shows the outputs of t-test for comparison of mean lignin content for coastal and Tipton 85 in different years. As you can see here, in the drought-free years of 2006 and 2009, Tipton 85 had significantly lower lignin content than coastal. In contrast, during the drought-affected years of 2007 and 2008, the lignin content of Tipton 85 increased and became statistically identical or similar to that of coastal. This figure shows the NDF digestibility of coastal versus Tipton in different years. that the solid lines here are for the coastal and the dotted line or dashed line are for the Chieftain 85. As you can see here, NDF digestibility for Chieftain 85 was higher than, remarkably higher than coastal in all 4 years considered in this study, regardless of the drought situation. So this is the output of T-test for comparison of NDF digestibility of coastal and Tipton 85 in different years. As you can see here, in the drought-free years of 2006 and 2009, as well as in the drought-affected years of 2007 and 8, Tipton 85 had significantly higher digestibility than coastal. So in conclusion, I would like to say Tipton 85 could hold its well-known trait of lower lignin content than coastal only in the drought-free years of 2006 and 9. While in the drought-affected years of 2007 and 8, lignin content of Tipton 85 increased and became statistically similar to that of coastal. Despite the observed lignification in response to drought in Tipton, the NDF digestibility of Tipton 85 was consistently higher than coastal, regardless of the drought situation. The findings of this study support the previously reported report that the lignin in Tipton 85 is probably compositionally different, with lower content of ether-linked bonding, and that probably results in higher ruminal microbial digestibility of this forest, and that is unaffected by drought. Well, thank you very much. This is all about my talk. I would be happy to answer if you have any question.
We have time for a couple of questions. I don't know the difference between coastal and common, but how does the feed lab know that they're getting coastal?
Oh, we have a submission form for the sample that actually has a trick and boxes the people check what is the name of the grass, what is the varieties, what is the classes of animal even, how many animals in their herd they have. So all this kind of information we have in order to provide better services, not only the analytical value, but also their interpretation and sometimes even up to ration formulation based on their unique situation. So this is a, you know, service lab, but, you know, it is motivated by the cooperative extension philosophy, giving solution to the unique situation of the peoples in Georgia and beyond. Yes, please. They don't put that information, but we consider a kind of time of submission to place it in that particular growing season. So we adopted a principle that during such and such days of submission will be considered that grasses are grown in that particular growing season.